Exercise two goes a step further. It asks you to do the in-between notes. So can we spend a minute talking about that? You know that the chromatic scale is like every note. Like it's a 12-note scale.
Okay.
And it's every single note. So if you start at C, like you could start anywhere on the chromatic scale. It doesn't have a starting point. But if you started at C, it would be C, D flat, D, E flat, F, E, or a G flat, and then G, A flat, B, B flat, B, and then C. How did I know to use flats instead of sharps? It doesn't matter. You could use sharps. So would you please say it back to me with the sharps instead of flats? Start on C and end on C. You'll have 12 notes.
So you want me to start on C and end on C?
Yeah.
And you want me to use sharps instead of flats.
Yep.
So you want to go C, C sharp.
Correct.
Is what you're saying.
Yep.
So C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F.
Right.
F sharp. Where was I?
Now you're
G,
right.
G sharp, A, A sharp, B, C.
Perfect. All those in-between notes, there's seven of those notes are in the scale. In this case, this key of C is easy to talk about because any note that's not sharp or flatted is in the scale, and any note that is sharp or flatted is a chromat, like a chromat, an outside note. Like, what do they call them? I just call them chromatics. I call the 1-3-5 or 1-3-5-7 the chord tones, depending on whether the chord is a triad or a seventh chord.
Mm-hmm.
So if it just says C, then it's 1-3-5 are the chord tones. If it says C major 7, then 1-3-5-7 are the chord tones. So that's either three or four notes. And then the remaining three or four notes of the scale, because there's seven notes in a scale, are the what I call scale tones. Those are the 2, 4, 6, and sometimes 7.
Sure.
And then the other five, there's always five remaining notes, because we've only accounted for 7 out of 12,
mm-hmm.
is the flat 2, flat 3, the flat 5, the flat 6, and the flat 7. Or you could do it as sharp 1, sharp 2, I gotta think now. Sharp 1, sharp 2, sharp 4, sharp 5, sharp 6. Because there's no sharp 3 or sharp 7 because there's only a half step between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8. If you could do the math
mm-hmm.
in your head that fast, I think you can. And so this exercise 2, if you have the willpower to endure it, you would have to alter the scale degrees. So the third of C is E, therefore the flat 3 is what?
What's the word I'm looking for? D?
Oh, well, D is a 2 of C. And so E...
So it goes the other direction? It goes...
So E is the regular third.
Uh-huh.
And what is the flat third?
E-flat.
E-flat, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Oh, now I understand.
Correct.
I'm thinking in terms of scales. Now we're going chromatic.
Yeah, now we're going chromatic, yeah. And then this is where the piano diagram comes in handy. You know, it just helps you visualize.
Go back down.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's just finish this. We're going to finish this whole line in C, and then you're going to finish the rest for homework. So we're on exercise 2, the first one. We have the flat 3 of the key of C major is the E flat. What about the flat 5? First of all, what's the regular fifth?
G.
Correct. So the flat 5 is?
F sharp.
You could call it F sharp or G flat, doesn't matter.
G-flat.
When you're dealing with chromatics, it doesn't, you know, the name thing doesn't matter. And then what about the sharp 5?
G sharp.
Actually, I take that back. Because they're asking for it as a flat 5, not a sharp 4, we're going to obey their command and call
so
it a G flat.
I'm going to call it a G flat.
Because
okay.
I actually see later on in the sequence they ask for a sharp 4. That would be your F sharp, if you see what I mean.
Mm.
So far we got E flat is the flat 3, G flat is the flat 5. What is the sharp 5?
G sharp.
G sharp, correct. How about flat 7?
You said flat 7?
Yeah, because I'm just reading
A,
what...
B flat or A... That means, yeah, B flat or A sharp?
It would be B. Let's go with B flat, because if they wanted A sharp, they would probably say, what's a sharp 6?
Okay.
Okay. And then sharp 4, we had that already.
Time. Sharp 4, B, G sharp, I mean F sharp.
F sharp, nice job. And then flat 6.
G, A flat. Oh, nice. Sharp.
Yeah, nice, you did it right. A flat. This is great. Flat 9 is the same as flat 2. Mm.
D flat.
Correct. Sharp 9.
D sharp.
Correct. Sharp 11.
F sharp.
Right. Flat 13.
Is A flat.
Excellent job. Excellent job. So that's actually just right in chapter one. They're coming out in blazes. Now, you didn't read chapter one, but I gave you all the tools to figuring it out. And you got everything you need now. Do the major scales first. The circle of fifths helps a lot. The beauty of knowing it in this order, 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6, is because of the way you think about chords. Chords are built in, there's like thirds. Usually a 1-3-5 or a 1-3-5-7 is every other note. And you just continue that trend, 1-3-5-7-9-11-13. You got all six notes of the scale, and it might sound like a pretty chord. Like if you had 1-3-1-3-5-7, and then actually since I only have so many fingers, I'm going to ask you to play like a D minor type chord, which would be XXX-7-6-5. So 7-6-5 on the top three strings. So we're gonna play it together. Me first. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, and that's like all the notes. It doesn't sound all jumbled, and it kind of sounds interesting. It's an interesting extended chord. Let's do a C. Let's do a dominant chord. That was major. Let's do a dominant. So I'm gonna play. And you're going to still play those same notes. 2, 3, 4. Very interesting sound. Now let's do a minor. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Very pretty. Very interesting extended harmony. You know, and so you can't, it's very unrealistic to play all those notes at the same time on guitar. It'd be almost impossible, and it might not even sound good, but you can pick and choose. Like that's a C minor 13 right there. Jazz stuff coming out if you keep on using extensions. So anyway, that was great. Great introduction to why doing the theory.